text, Hallmark Channel presents. Title, A Christmas Together With You. People enter and exit Roxy Cafe.
Wait, how many cups do we need? We need enough for 50, but they need to be there at 4 because the Christmas concert starts at 5.
Got it.
Good morning, Gretchen. Good morning, Megan.
Morning, Lisa.
So, how did last night go?
Last night? I didn't do anything special.
Oh, I thought you and Colin were going to that restaurant on 11.
Nope. Just a quiet night in.
Oh, I thought that you said your friend used them for their...
Lisa waves her hand for Gretchen to stop.
Okay.
Megan crosses her arms.
What's going on?
Nothing.
Oh, really?
She looks back and forth at Gretchen and Lisa.
Okay, fine. Colin and I did a little taste test for a wedding, and I didn't want to, you know, upset you.
Megan shakes her head.
That's ridiculous.
She shrugs.
I'm fine.
She picks up the tray.
I mean, yes, tomorrow was the date I was planning on getting married, but I've totally made peace with that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, seriously, it's been, what, 6 months since we broke up? You guys don't need to act any differently around me.
I know. We know. But you have to admit, you weren't exactly receptive when I invited you to spend Christmas with us.
I know, and it was really kind of you. I don't know, I feel like I need something different this year, you know?
Different? Like what?
I'm sure I'll figure something out.
She smiles and walks away. We arrive at a house with a pickup parked outside. Inside, Frank struggles to reach for a box at the top of the shelf. The box is labeled Christmas lights. As he pulls out the box, the other boxes around it tumble to the floor.
Well, that's one way to do it.
He sets down the box of Christmas lights and picks up a book from the floor. He takes out a photo from between the pages. The photo shows a young man and woman standing in front of Christmas trees and smiling. Frank gazes at the photograph wistfully. At Roxy Cafe, Frank sits at a table with a book. Megan sets down a slice of quiche with salad.
Okay, one Frank Emery special for you, and a double espresso for me.
You know, you don't have to keep doing this. I'm perfectly fine ordering something that's actually on the menu.
I know, I like doing it.
Just
looks over his shoulder.
I don't want the other customers to start to get jealous.
Come on, you know you're more than just another customer.
He eats a forkful of food. He closes his eyes.
Wow. It's hard to believe, but it actually tastes even better than it sounds.
I just threw it together.
If you can just throw this together, imagine what you could do with a real restaurant.
I guess we'll never know.
What happened to that place you and Lisa were looking at?
That was just sort of for fun. And way out of our price range. Besides, I don't know. I mean, we're comfortable here.
Well, as long as you're happy.
I am. I'm definitely happy.
Frank smiles.
So what are the big plans for the holidays?
Well, as you know, I usually spend Christmas with Brian's family, so that's clearly not happening this year. What about you?
My plans involve a couch, a remote, and a man named George Bailey.
Ah, oh, it's a wonderful life. Classic.
Never does me wrong.
Mm. Look at us. Aren't we just the life of the party? What's that?
She points to the book.
Just some light reading.
No, inside.
Oh, that's nothing. Just an old photo.
He takes out the photo.
Mind if I take a look?
He hands her the photo.
Pretty handsome guy, huh?
Is this you and Helen when you were younger?
Well, actually, it's...
Merry Christmas. Love always. Claire Collins. And the plot thickens.
It's nothing. I was pulling down some Christmas lights. It just happened to...
It's okay. You don't have to explain.
I just don't want you to get the wrong idea. Helen was the love of my life.
I know. But, I mean, we all have old flames. It's nothing to be embarrassed about.
I suppose you're right about that.
When was this taken?
Long Grove High. Christmas party. 1971.
He gazes at the photo.
High school sweetheart?
Oh, she was much more than that. She was the first woman I ever truly loved.
Look at how she did her little V like a heart in love.
Anyway, it's silly. And it was a million years ago.
You ever thought about looking her up?
Oh, no. I wouldn't even know where to start. Besides, you know, she's probably got her own family, husband. Last thing she needs is some old boyfriend tracking her down.
Or that's exactly what she needs.
Come on, aren't you a little curious?
Frank looks thoughtful. Megan looks at her phone. Notification, mail Christmas cards.
I have to get some cards to the post office before it closes. Do you want to take a walk?
I don't know, I gotta check my schedule.
I'll take that as a yes. I have to grab the cards, but I'll meet you up front in 5.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay.
She stands up and walks away. Frank stands up and tucks the book under his arm. The photo falls out and lands on the floor. The back reads, Love Always, Claire Collins.
So what else do you remember?
About what?
Claire.
Mostly little things, I suppose. Wherever we went, she was always humming a tune. Even on our first date.
You remember your first date?
I do. Took her to this concert hall to go dancing. And they had a live band, everything. But when we got there, the whole place was sold out. Felt like such a fool. But Claire, she didn't seem to mind at all. We went for a walk down this little path down by the lake. She's nowhere. She started humming. She reaches out her arms and we start dancing right there in the snow. No band, no crowd, just the two of us and the stars. Never wanted that dance to end.
They walk down the sidewalk.
That is so romantic. So what happened?
How do you mean?
Why'd you two break up?
Oh, I don't know. What always happens? People grow up, they move on with their lives. There's no point in reminiscing about it. Clearly wasn't meant to be.
I can relate to that.
They smile and continue walking. Megan briefly leans her head on Frank's shoulder. We move across a city skyline from above. Back at Roxy Cafe, Megan sweeps the floor. The cafe is decorated with garlands and Christmas lights. She sees Frank's photo under a table and picks it up. She looks at the photo of the young couple. She looks up thoughtfully. It snows outside Megan's apartment. Lights in her window turn on. She sits inside and looks at the photograph. She glances around thoughtfully and smiles. She types on her laptop. She squeezes her eyes shut.
Oh, come on, think. The name was Long. Longgrove.
A website called High School Friends is open on her browser. The graduation class of 1975 album appears with a picture of Claire Collins smiling. Megan holds Frank's photo next to the picture.
Hello, Claire Collins.
Hey.
She types a message to Jim Watson.
Hello, Jim. Sorry for the random email. I am a friend of Frank Emery. We are looking for a fellow acquaintance, Claire Collins.
She holds her arms above her head and stretches. She takes a sip from a mug. In the daytime, snow blankets a tree outside her apartment. She jerks awake. She lifts her head from in front of her laptop, where she had been sleeping. She sees a response from Jim Watson on the screen. It reads, Hello there, Megan. I received your message and would be happy to speak with you about Claire. My number is 555-858-3921. Megan taps on her phone and holds it up to her ear. At Roxy Cafe, Frank sits at a table with a book. Megan sets down a gift with a photo on top.
I was wondering what happened to that.
Looks at the photo.
Go ahead, open it.
He takes the lid off the box and takes out a photo of a house with an address on it.
I don't understand.
Okay. So last night, I started thinking, right? I mean, neither one of us have any plans for Christmas. We're both gonna be alone.
She sits across from him.
So why not go on an adventure together?
An adventure?
Yeah, to find Claire.
I see.
So anyway, it took me like all night, right? But then this morning, this guy writes me back. He knows exactly who Claire is. He knows where she lives. And get this. She lives alone.
You did all that for me.
Yeah, I mean, you've been carrying the photo around. You're obviously thinking about her.
Frank looks down.
Look, I can't be positive that she actually still lives there.
Megan.
Yeah.
This is all very generous. I just... I don't think I could do it.
Oh.
I appreciate the effort, really. I just think some things are probably better left in the past.
Yeah, okay, of course. No, I get it. I probably should have asked before I got started, right? I guess I got carried away.
No need to apologize. The fact that you even care, that alone is probably the best present I've received in years.
She looks to the side sheepishly.
Well, now that we've got that covered, you're almost out of coffee, so I'll go top you up.
She takes his mug and gets up. Lisa walks over to Frank's table.
All done here?
Yeah. Hey, is everything all right with our girl?
Yeah, she'll be fine. She's just a little emotional right now. Today was supposed to be her wedding day.
Oh, shoot. I completely forgot.
Anything else for you?
No, I'm good. Thanks.
Lisa takes his empty plate and walks away. Frank looks thoughtful. At the counter, Megan pours coffee into a mug. Frank looks down at the photo of the house. Megan exits the cafe. Frank stands outside. Megan sees Frank.
Frank! Did you forget something inside?
I've been thinking about your proposal.
Megan shakes her head.
You don't have to. Shouldn't have gotten involved.
I was thinking you were right. I promised Helen when she was gone that I wouldn't spend the rest of my life moping around all by myself. Maybe finding that photo of Claire was a sign. A sign that it's about time I keep my word. If you were willing to help me do that, I'd be a fool to turn you down.
Megan smiles.
Really?
Frank smiles and shrugs. Megan gives him a hug. They walk together down the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Megan talks on her phone in her car outside of Frank's house.
Trust me, I know it sounds a little crazy, but I can't even explain it. It just feels like something I have to do.
Well, it is a little crazy, but it's also kind of sweet.
I mean, Lisa, you should have seen the way he was looking at her picture.
I get it. Besides,
I think he could use a little vacation right about now.
Frank comes outside.
Promise to keep me posted.
I promise.
She gets out of the car.
Frank, let me help you with that.
I got it.
Megan opens the trunk of her car. Frank puts a leather duffel bag inside.
You ready for this?
Let the adventure begin.
They high five. Cars drive down a highway out of the city. Megan and Frank drive down a winding road through a snowy forest.
You know, I was a little concerned you might be one of these crazy drivers, but I'm happy to say this has been a most pleasant ride.
Really? No one's ever complimented my driving before. You know, Brian always used to just complain about it.
We know the man didn't have the best judgment in the world.
Hey, I'm sorry. I was trying not to bring him up. It's just still weird, you know? When you think someone's committed to you, and then you just envision this whole life together, and then poof, they're gone.
Let me help you. What did Brian buy you as a Christmas gift last year?
A toaster?
Yeah. Was it a magical toaster?
No, it was pretty fancy, though. I mean, you could connect it to your phone and...
My point is he didn't have the slightest clue about how to make someone like you happy.
Someone like me?
Someone with your spirit. Trust me, it was for the best.
I mean, there are a lot of happy single people in the world, right? Maybe I'm just done with love.
Oh, that's not true.
What makes you say that?
If you were done with love, you wouldn't be driving an old man hundreds of miles on the off chance you might help him find a woman he hasn't seen in almost 50 years. Trust me, you'll find your Prince Charming. You just have to keep your eyes open.
Megan walks out of a gas station shop. A girl stands outside at a table.
Do you want to buy a wish from Santa? They're only a dollar.
Well, aren't you adorable?
She's raising money for school.
Well, funny enough, a wish from Santa is exactly what I have been looking for.
She hands the girl a dollar.
Thank you.
The girl hands her a card.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Megan smiles at the girl and her mother. A man's dog jumps on Megan.
Max! Oh, come on, boy. Come on, Max.
Megan wipes her coat.
Sorry, hold on a second. I am really sorry about that. I'm still here. Are you okay?
I think so, yeah.
No, I know. I'm going to be there as soon as I can. Here, let me give you...
No, you don't have to...
No, for the coffee.
He hands her cash.
No, yeah, it's fine. Yeah, everything's fine. No, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm still here. Yeah, no, everything's fine. Everything's fine.
The man walks away. Megan's mouth hangs open.
He was on his phone the entire time, and then he just shoves this wad of cash into my hand like that's gonna fix something.
Megan drives.
So you didn't get the coffee?
No, I'm sorry. Do you want me to get you another one?
No. I think you've had enough trauma for one day.
Megan glances at Frank.
Okay, you know what we need? Some music to get back in the holiday spirit.
Frank closes his eyes and shakes his head.
But you don't like the song?
I love this song. It's just... For all the Christmas songs in the world, you land on this one while we're looking for Claire.
What? Why?
Frank shrugs.
Forget it.
Okay, no. You have to give me more than that. We've got a long drive.
Okay, well... So this is right around Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Claire and me had only been on a couple dates. We hadn't even kissed yet.
Sorry. Please continue.
Anyway, we go out to this local ice rink, and the whole time I'm waiting for the right moment. But the longer the night went on, the more nervous I got. Before I know it, the date's over. I'm driving her home. We pull up in front of her house. We're just sitting there. Neither of us know what to say. And then this song comes on the radio. I've got my love to keep me warm.
Megan smiles at him.
It was the perfect moment. What I've been waiting for all night.
So, did you kiss her?
Never got a chance.
What?
Just as the song was coming to a close, I look over to say goodbye. And Claire's leaning toward me. I'm like a deer in the headlights. I had just enough time to blink. And before I know it, she plants the most spectacular kiss smack in the middle of my lips.
She kissed you? Wow.
She was fearless like that. Whatever she wanted, didn't let anything get in the way.
She sounds like an amazing woman.
Every time I hear that song, it feels like I'm still sitting in that car. Like she's still sitting right next to me.
He stares ahead wistfully. Megan glances at him. Warm light shines through snow-covered pine trees in the mountains. People walk up to a lodge with suitcases. Steve enters the lodge. People decorate a Christmas tree and sip on hot drinks inside.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Steve.
Aw, Steve.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
A man gives him a tight hug.
We thought you got lost in a blizzard or something.
Yeah, sorry about that. Holiday traffic was a nightmare.
Like that.
If you'd come last week like I suggested, you wouldn't have that problem, son.
Yeah, I know. Work's just been crazy.
Oh, we're just happy you're here, honey.
Thanks, Mom. So, how's the place holding up?
I'm not quite the Four Seasons yet, but we fixed that leak in the roof. Put a couple coats of fresh paint in all the rooms.
Yeah, you guys didn't have to do that.
Well, just needed to be done.
Well, I appreciate it.
How long are you here for?
2 weeks. I know it's not ideal, but I promise I will make this place my number one priority as long as I'm here.
Glad to hear. Now, who's ready to light that baby up?
Hold on. Not until everybody's had a chance. You can't break traditions.
She opens a box.
Thanks, Mom.
He takes an ornament out of the box and hangs it on the tree.
All right, everybody. On your feet.
Everyone stands.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
The tree lights up. Megan and Frank pull up to a house with a sold sign outside.
Wait, this is it?
That's it.
Maybe she still lives there?
Only one way to find out.
They walk up to the door.
Should we ring the bell?
Don't think there'd be much point.
He and Megan look in the front window. The house is empty. Frank looks at Megan.
That's all right.
We've come so far, we can't quit now.
A green holiday flyer sticks out of the mailbox.
Frank, look.
She walks over and pulls the flyer out. She unfolds it.
Thank you for your interest in our services. We look forward to helping you find your new home. Pinesville Real Estate Company.
Let me see.
Megan hands him the flyer.
She's looking for houses in Pinesville.
Frank smiles.
What, you know it?
Her family used to go there every Christmas. They talked about it like it was some kind of a paradise. She used to say, if we ever got married, this is where we were going to live.
Sounds like the perfect place for a reunion.
She smiles and walks away. Frank stares at the flyer.
When do you tell Sean?
In the morning.
And what are the chances he goes along with what you're thinking?
He'll resist, but I'll do my best to persuade him.
Why? No, a week ago, you were ready to tear it down. And don't give me the whole spiel about Santa and the train station.
For all the reasons we talked about when you gave me the tour. And for Colin and Trisha. And all the kids like them.
I can't quite figure you out, Mr. Ethan. But I hope you pull this off.
We pull this off.
We pull this off.
A Kiss Before Christmas. All new Sunday night at 8. Part of Countdown to Christmas. Only on Hallmark.
Megan and Frank drive past a sign that reads Welcome to Pinesville, population 18,500. They drive through town. People gather at Christmas booths outside. A woman buys a crocheted hat. A kid opens a mailbox that reads letters to Santa. A vendor hands shopping bags to customers.
Frank, wake up.
She pats Frank, who is asleep.
Frank, you have to see this place.
A horse-drawn carriage passes.
Frank!
He jerks awake. They narrowly miss the carriage and skid to a halt in front of the booths. Megan and Frank sit wide-eyed in the car.
What just happened?
I'm sorry. You scared me.
I scared you?
Yeah.
My whole life just flashed before me.
I said I'm sorry, okay? Look, we're fine. Everything is fine. Okay, so now we just need a place to stay.
A poster for the Pinesville Lodge catches her eye. Frank and Megan stare at the poster, then look at each other. We arrive at the lodge. Megan and Frank walk inside. The log cabin-style lobby is festively decorated.
Wow, this is beautiful.
A guest sits in the lounge area and drinks out of a mug in front of a fire.
Excuse me.
I'll be with you in a second.
A dog runs up to Megan.
Hi, where'd you come from?
She kneels down and scratches the dog.
This dog looks exactly like the dog from the truck station.
Highly unlikely.
Yeah, because that would mean his incredibly inconsiderate owner would be somewhere.
She looks up at the man at the reception desk.
Here.
Hi.
Hi.
She stares.
I'm sorry, I didn't,
No, you're right. I was definitely inconsiderate.
Frank gives him a look.
Wait, you didn't, chase me down to...
No, it's just a really unfortunate coincidence. So... Frank, this is...
Steve.
Oh, you're the rude guy from the gas station.
Right.
He nods.
Yeah, I'm actually glad I got to see her again because I owe her an apology. I'm sorry. I was just really stressed out because I'd been sitting in traffic all morning and I had my mom on the phone because I was late for this tree decorating thing. Anyway, that's no excuse. So if there's any way I can make it up to you, just let me know.
We're looking for two rooms, son. Can you help us with that?
Right. Yeah.
Frank looks him in the eye.
We book up really fast during the holidays. I'm sorry, but we're completely full through to the end of the month.
Excuse me, young man.
A woman walks up.
Yes, you?
Would you excuse me one second? Yes, what seems to be the problem?
Well, the problem is my husband and I almost went into full-blown hypothermia last night. The heater is obviously broken. Ugh, don't even get me started on the health code regulations that mongrel is violating.
The dog lays on a cushion.
Young man, did you hear a word I said?
I have.
Well, will it be fixed today?
Unfortunately, it's the weekend. I won't be able to get anyone out for a couple of days.
Well, that's unacceptable. I'd like a full refund.
Mrs. Johnson,
The Pinesville Lodge would be more than happy to grant you a complete refund.
Good.
When do you think you'll be checking out?
Oh, immediately.
She walks away. Steve points at Frank and Megan, who smile.
This is actually one of my favorite rooms. You've got your exposed beam vaulted ceilings, living room over here, and the sofa, and your king bed right there.
Frank, you take the bed.
No, you've been driving all day. The least I can do is...
This trip is for you. I'll take the couch.
Okay, so if there isn't anything else...
I believe I heard something about a broken heater.
Steve holds up a finger.
Right.
He walks over to an old-fashioned radiator against the wall and kicks it. Megan and Frank give each other a look. Steve leans over the radiator to listen.
That should fix it for a month or so.
He walks away.
Before you go, I just...
Oh, no, that's really not necessary.
I just wanted to give you something for your help.
She hands him cash.
Oh.
Steve smiles awkwardly.
Yeah, I suppose it would be rude to refuse a tip from a guest.
Mm. Megan nods.
Okay, well, you two have a great night.
He leaves the room. Frank and Megan look at each other and smile. Megan gives Frank a bump with her shoulder. Snow falls over the lodge at night. Frank brushes his teeth.
This might be a little late to ask, but you don't snore, do you?
Frank spits.
In almost 70 years, I haven't heard a single complaint yet.
Okay, good. Because I need a good night's rest.
She lays on the couch. Frank pauses. Four gold rings sit on a dish on the bathroom counter.
You okay in there?
Frank walks out.
I was just thinking about Claire's engagement ring.
You didn't tell me you were engaged.
No, we never were. You should talk about it, though. Hmm. Old jewelry store in town. We would pass by. Sometimes we would go inside, and we would pretend which rings we would buy each other if we ever did.
That's really sweet.
I worked construction one summer, all summer, just saving up. I still couldn't afford the one I thought she deserved.
So what did you do?
I made it myself.
I'm sorry, did you just say you made your own engagement ring?
Well, you know, I was always pretty good at that kind of stuff. I learned how to weld in high school. Took a little drilling, filing, polishing. Shined up pretty good in the end.
Well, I bet it was beautiful.
She turns on the couch.
I'm pretty sure that Brian bought my ring from a catalog. So what happened?
What do you mean?
Well, I'm pretty sure when you buy a ring, you propose.
Frank looks down.
It's been a long day. Why don't you get some rest and...
Megan is asleep. Frank sits in an armchair and smiles. He stands up. He takes a blanket from the chair and shakes it out. He drapes it over Megan. He looks at her and smiles as she sleeps, then walks away.
Hi, is this Pinesville Real Estate Company?
I'm trying to help my friend track down an old girlfriend, and we think she might have been one of your clients, and I just thought maybe if I give you her name, you might be... Hello?
That was rude.
A sign hangs in a window, for sale by owner.
You're late. Ready for the tour?
Oh, I think you might be mistaking me for someone else. I was just walking by.
My apologies.
Are you the owner?
Jerome's the name.
May I ask why you're selling?
35 years my wife and I ran this place. Made a lot of great memories. Just reach an age when you know it's time to pass that joy on to someone else.
Well, I'm sure you'll find the perfect fit soon.
Jerome nods.
Anyway, you have yourself a happy holiday.
You too.
Jerome walks away, back at the lodge.
Sounds like you're making progress.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're in the right town, which is completely adorable, by the way.
Well, with a name like Pinesville, it's pretty hard not to be.
You should see this little lodge we're staying in. It's so cute. There's literally a holiday agenda in our room.
Sounds like somebody's getting back into the holiday spirit.
I'm certainly trying.
A message pops up. Internet connection problem. Steve walks in.
Hang on one second. Excuse me.
Megan, how can I help you this morning?
I was just trying to get on the internet. I think something's wrong with your Wi-Fi.
Oh, that would not surprise me. Sorry, I have some kids coming in. They get a present, take a picture with Santa, so...
It's really cute.
Yeah, anyway, it's not your problem. I will make a call and I'll get that internet back up as soon as possible.
How long does that usually take?
Probably a couple hours.
Oh, okay, well, since I apparently have some time on my hands, maybe I could help you.
Oh, no, I couldn't impose it.
Oh, it's fine, really. Besides, when a rapping tragedy strikes, I'm actually the girl you want to call.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then. Meet me in the back office in 10.
I'll be there.
Fantastic, thank you.
He walks away with an armful of wrapping paper. Megan sits back down and watches him walk away.
Who is that?
Megan gets startled.
You completely forgot I was here, didn't you?
No, I just got a little distracted.
Yeah, by that gorgeous rapping guy?
No. Yes, but I wasn't focused on his appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm hanging up now.
Have fun.
I will not be having any fun. Bye.
She sets her phone face down. She looks over her shoulder and smiles. She and Steve wrap presents together.
So, let me get this straight. You gave up your own Christmas to help a customer who comes into your coffee shop find a woman that he hasn't met in almost 50 years?
But Frank's not just another customer. He's been coming for years. He's practically family. Finger.
Steve puts his finger on a ribbon.
He's very lucky to know someone like you.
I guess.
She ties a bow.
Anyway, enough about me. What about you? You don't have anyone you need to be buying jewelry or bicycles for?
Even if I did, I don't know where I'd find the time.
Bad, huh?
Yeah, I live in Dallas. You know, that's where I work full time. I just bought this place a year ago.
You just bought a lodge out of the blue?
No, not completely out of the blue. This is where I grew up. This is where my parents live. This is where all my old friends are. When I saw it come up for sale, I thought... might be a good investment. You know, a way to branch out on my own. Anyway, finger.
What are you doing in Dallas?
Oh, I am the head of hospitality for a chain of luxury hotels.
That sounds fancy.
Sounds is the key word. Truth is, I spend most of my time trying to figure out how to get them to fork out more cash for shiatsu massages and imported bath soaps.
Okay, am I missing something? Because it sounds like you don't like your job and you just bought this lodge, so why don't you quit?
I don't know. You know, people come for all the traditions, and I am doing my best to keep them going. But if I'm being really honest, I don't know if I can keep this up every single year.
I like the traditions. Reminds me of my childhood.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, then you must have grown up in the North Pole.
No, but it's definitely my favorite time of the year.
Steve looks at her warmly.
It was just me and my dad at home, you know, and... he'd always make a really big deal around the holidays. We used to do this thing on Christmas Eve where he'd take me up to the roof. We'd sit on a blanket, sip eggnog, and look for Santa.
Steve smiles and nods.
You know, it literally wasn't until middle school that I realized those were just shooting stars. Besides, we didn't have a lot of money for fancy presents. But we had each other. We had those memories. You know?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
They gaze at each other. A knot is tied around Steve's finger.
Oh, I forgot to pull my finger out of there.
Sorry. My mind was out.
Megan undoes the bow. Steve's parents are dressed as Santa and Mrs. Claus.
Mom, Dad, this is Megan.
Oh, ho, ho, Merry Christmas, young lady.
Dad, you don't have to do that to everybody.
Nice to meet you, dear.
Pleasure to meet you too, Mrs. Claus.
Of course, Mrs. Claus.
Sorry, I'm late.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Hey.
Kyle, I'm sort of the concierge / handyman.
He's dressed as an elf.
So you staying for Christmas?
Oh, I'm actually not sure yet.
What, you didn't tell her about the Christmas Eve party?
Oh, we were working our way up to that.
Well, only the biggest event of the year.
My band's performing this year. I mean, that alone is a pretty big reason to be there.
Okay, well, I'll have to talk to Frank. Speaking of which, I should probably go check on him.
Nobody needs to check on Frank.
Frank enters the room.
There you are.
These are Steve's parents, Mr. and Mrs. Claus.
She points at them.
I see. Well, Merry Christmas. Pleasure to meet you both.
Nice to meet you.
They shake hands.
So I can text you when the internet's back up if you want?
Yeah, I think I left my number when we checked in, so.
You did?
Yeah. Anyway, all that rapping has built up an appetite. Do you want to find a place to eat?
You're the boss.
They start to walk away.
I'll wait to hear from you.
Sounds good.
Oh, would you two mind signing the guest book on your way out? It's kind of a big tradition around here.
We'd love to.
Megan and Frank walk towards the door.
Somebody seems mighty chipper. I guess we misjudged our owner friend over here.
Could you sign the book?
She gazes over at Steve.
And what about you? What did you ask for Christmas?
Here you go.
Megan.
Hmm? How about you?
I think you should take a look at this.
Claire's name in the guest book.
Claire Alberts.
She looks at Frank.
Hang on, she left an address and a note. Thanks for a lovely time while I transition to my new home. Do you still have the photo?
Frank reaches into his pocket.
Yeah. Of course you do.
He hands the photo to Megan. She places it next to Claire's entry in the guest book.
Frank, look, this is Claire.
The handwriting matches.
We found Claire.
Frank stares at her. She pats him on the shoulder. Frank and Megan walk down the sidewalk.
Maybe the flowers are too much.
You said they were her favorite, right?
A red and white bouquet.
You don't think it seems too desperate?
Megan stands in front of him.
There is a difference between desperate and romantic.
What's that?
You haven't seen her in how many years? You still remember her favorite flower. That, my friend, is romantic.
She smiles at him. Frank looks pensive. He nods. They continue walking. They sit outside Claire's house in the car.
You're sure this is the place?
Yeah, it's definitely the address.
This isn't a good idea. I mean, what am I supposed to say if Mr. Alberts happens to open the door?
I don't know, just say that you're an old friend who happens to be in town and he thought you'd just swing by and say hi.
Frank looks out the window.
I mean, what's the worst that could happen?
Frank gives a nod and unbuckles his seatbelt. He gets out of the car. He walks up to the house with the bouquet.
Good luck!
Frank looks back at Megan from the door. She smiles. Frank knocks. Megan gets out of the car. He knocks again. Megan leans on the side of the car and watches. Frank comes back down the sidewalk.
Nobody home.
Megan frowns.
Okay.
A man, Claire's neighbor, walks down his driveway to get the newspaper.
Hang on. Hi. Sorry, excuse me. We're looking for Claire Alberts. Do you happen to know where she might be right now?
Tell the truth, I haven't seen her in a while. You might want to try Harvard Manor, though.
Harvard Manor?
Yeah, yeah. It's that big place up on Prairie Lane. You can't miss it.
Okay. Thank you. Do you hear that?
Megan and Frank get back in the car. They pull up in front of a building. Frank looks out the window. Sign, Harvard Manor Retirement Community. He looks at Megan.
It's a nursing home.
It's a retirement community. I'm sure there's lots of happy and healthy people in there who are just looking for companionship.
Frank looks back out the window.
All right. How do I look?
Terrible.
She smiles.
You look dashing. You trust me, you have nothing to be afraid of.
Okay.
He unbuckles.
Here goes nothing.
Okay.
He gets out of the car with the bouquet. A resident works on a puzzle inside. Frank walks in. He stands at the reception desk and looks around. Residents sit at tables and play games. A man in festive scrubs walks up to him.
Hello there. Looks like somebody's in for a treat today.
Hi, I'm looking for Claire Alberts.
Claire's such a sweetheart.
You know where I can find her?
I think she's in the dining room, just down the hall to the left.
Thank you.
He walks down the hallway. Megan waits in the car. She looks at her phone. She taps it.
Hello?
Hey, it's Steve. You know, from the lodge.
I remember.
Anyway, the internet is back up, and I just want to let you know in case you needed it.
Oh, that's
certainly first class service.
You know, I think you might actually have a future in this business.
Yeah, I hope you're right.
Fortunately, I don't think we're going to be needing it anymore because I think we actually found her.
Wow, that's great.
So, anyway,
there's something else that I wanted to ask you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you you really helped me out today, and I was hoping you'd let me repay you.
He makes a face at himself.
Oh.
Yeah, we're,
we're going caroling tomorrow night. My family, a couple people from the lodge. If you're interested, maybe I could take you out to dinner
first, show you around town. Hello?
Are you still there?
Yeah. Sorry, look, that was really kind of you to offer. I just don't think I'm really in the,
you know, having dinner kind of place right now.
Right. No, that was...
I just feel like it would be best to stick to the plan.
Yeah, I totally understand. Well, you have my number if you need anything.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
They put down their phones. Megan stares straight ahead. She puts her head on the steering wheel. Frank walks down the hallway. A woman sits in a wheelchair at a table and works on a puzzle. Frank approaches her slowly.
Claire?
The woman looks up at him. He hands her the bouquet. She smiles.
Well, Ethel, looks like it's time for... Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know she had a visitor. I'll come back in a few minutes.
Claire turns to leave.
Claire.
Yes.
She turns back to face him. He stares.
Claire Collins.
She squints.
Frank?
She looks at him questioningly.
Frank Emery? Why? What are you doing here?
Well, it's kind of a funny story, actually. I came here to,
visit Mrs. Miller?
Who?
Ethel.
Oh, Ethel. Right, of course.
Claire smiles.
How did you know each other?
We're just old friends.
Oh, that is certainly a coincidence, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Here, I will put those in some water for you.
She takes the bouquet.
So you work here?
Volunteer. Ever since my husband passed 3 years back, I just can't seem to sit still.
Sorry to hear that. That's around the time I lost my wife.
Well, I should get back to work. Nice seeing you, Frank.
She turns and walks away. Frank stares after her. He follows her down the hallway.
Hey, I know it's kind of strange running into each other like this, but maybe we can get a coffee. Catch up a bit.
I'm afraid this place keeps me pretty busy.
How about dinner? I'll buy you the best steak in town.
That's very kind of you, Frank. It's just not a great time.
Frank stares at her and nods slightly.
I should get back to work.
Right. Of course.
Take care of yourself, okay?
Yep. You too.
Claire smiles and continues down the hallway. Frank smiles faintly and looks pensive. Claire goes inside a room and shuts the door behind her. She leans back against the door and shuts her eyes. She looks confused. Back at the lodge.
Will you please stop doing that? You're making me dizzy.
I'm sorry. I feel like I'm missing something. Because it sounds to me... like you told Claire, the woman we drove 7 hours for in the dead of winter, that you were actually there to see a woman named Ethel?
Frank lies on the couch.
No, you pretty much got it.
Frank, why would you do that?
I don't know. I mean, it's one thing looking at a picture. When I saw her in real life, I just froze.
That's it? You're just gonna give up?
Look, I appreciate everything you've done. The fact is, she just didn't seem all that interested in renewing any kind of relationship.
Okay, all right. It's settled then.
She sits down in a rocking chair.
You're just gonna have to woo her.
Frank lifts up his head.
Did you say woo?
I sure did.
Frank sits up.
Megan, I haven't wooed in over 40 years. I'm no longer a wooer.
Hey, Frank, listen to me.
You're a naturally charming man, okay? But you just need a little help.
She leans back in the chair.
Okay, so what are we gonna do? It needs to be something extra special, something that reminds her of your...
She stares straight ahead and smiles.
That's it.
Frank looks over at her.
What?
Steve.
Frank furrows his brow and stares at her. Steve gets out of his car and walks up to a house where people are gathered outside.
Hey, somebody's looking sharp tonight.
Oh, yeah, I was just trying to, you don't think it's too much, do you?
Wait a minute, are you nervous?
What? That's ridiculous.
Let me smell you.
No!
Mm-hmm. He pulls Steve towards him and sniffs.
Wow. You must really like this one.
Okay, yeah, I was hoping to make a good impression, yes.
Come on, you are Steve Swanson. You're like this big fancy corporate bigwig, okay? You are practically a legend around here.
Yeah.
A car pulls up.
Hey, trust me. You got nothing to worry about.
He pats Steve on the shoulder. Steve smiles. Steve walks over as Megan and Frank get out of the car.
Hey guys, you made it just in time. Frank, how you feeling?
Nauseous.
He frowns.
I think he's just a little excited.
Wow.
The carolers sing outside a house. A couple stands outside and smiles.
Hey, thank you so much for doing this.
It's no problem. Besides, what kind of a man would I be if I didn't support a valiant pursuit of love?
Megan smiles at him.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The couple waves goodbye to the carolers. The family walks down the street with electric candles.
Oh, this is the house.
Megan stares straight ahead.
I don't know who's more nervous, you or him.
It's definitely me.
The carolers sing outside of Claire's house. Claire walks out with her cat. She wears a sweater and wraps her arms around herself. She smiles and sings along.
And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing.
Claire claps.
Thank you, that was lovely.
Happy holidays, everyone.
She turns to go back in the house.
The snow is snowing.
Claire stops.
The wind is blowing, but I can handle the storm.
Claire turns around.
What should I care how much it should storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember a worse December. Just watch these icicles form.
Frank, please.
What should I care if icicles...
Enough!
Frank freezes. Claire shakes her head.
I don't know what you're trying to do here. I can't. I won't let you break my heart again.
She gives him a pained look. She turns and walks away. Frank stares after her. He closes his eyes and looks down. He walks away.
Did she just say what I think she said?
I believe she did.
Megan turns to Steve.
I have to go. I'm sorry. I'll see you tomorrow.
Steve nods. Megan and Frank drive down the highway.
Are we really going to drive all the way back to the lodge without speaking?
That was my plan, yeah.
I thought you would have told me. You know, I thought Claire broke up with you.
I never said that.
You didn't say that you broke her heart. I thought we were in this together.
Together? Just exactly which part of this trip was my idea?
That is not fair. Okay, I was trying to help. You didn't have to say yes to anything.
Frank closes his eyes and leans back.
I know, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take it out on you.
Megan glances at him.
Let's just forget the night ever happened, okay?
Megan glances over at him again.
I'm sorry, Frank.
Maybe if I sang better.
Might have helped.
She pats him on the shoulder. Smoke billows from the chimney of the lodge at night. Megan sits in an armchair and reads a magazine.
I was planning on marrying her, you know.
Frank stands in the doorway.
You don't have to explain.
Frank shrugs.
No, I want to.
He walks slowly into the room.
Things were different back in those days.
He sits down in an armchair next to Megan.
Back then, if you wanted to marry someone, you asked your father for permission. Let's just say Claire's father wasn't very fond of me. He said I didn't have any money, no future. It didn't matter how much I begged. In his eyes, I was never going to be worthy. The worst thing was, I actually believed it.
He looks down.
I'm sorry, Frank. I have no idea.
Oh. Now you know. I guess some things just aren't meant to be.
He looks at Megan, teary-eyed.
Yeah.
Megan is teary-eyed, too. She reaches over and puts her hand on Frank's arm.
205.
Hey!
Hi.
Have you seen Steve around?
Yeah, he's out front with the kids.
Oh.
I was just heading out there if you want to join.
Join what?
Kyle smiles.
I'll show you.
Okay.
People gather outside. Sign, Winter Wonderland. A vendor serves popcorn. Kids wear reindeer headbands.
Oh, it's beautiful.
They walk outside.
Got a leg?
They join Steve.
Oh, perfect timing. We're just about to start past the ornaments. You in?
He holds a giant red ornament.
Why don't you start us off?
Okay.
All right, Ella, hit it.
Ella, a woman in a Santa hat, puts the needle on a record in a record player. The kids get in a circle. Steve tosses the ornament. A little girl catches it. She tosses it back to him.
Oh.
First one out? You have got to be kidding me!
Megan waves. Steve tosses the ornament to a boy. He catches it and tosses it to Megan. She falls backward as Steve tries to catch her. They fall down together.
Both of you.
Ow!
Kyle takes the ornament and points for them to leave. Megan brushes herself off.
I can't believe you risked the title to save me.
Now, now that I'm the owner, technically, I'm supposed to let one of the kids win.
I'm pretty sure you looked very serious out there.
Steve grins. He gazes at Megan.
Anyway, this is, it's been a lot of fun. Thank you.
They gaze at each other and smile. Steve takes out his phone.
Shoot, this is the caterer. Wait right there, okay?
He stands up.
Hey, so Steve.
Uh-huh.
You've got to be kidding me. The lunch starts in 2 hours. Yes, I understand. Sometimes things are out of your control, but this is the third time you guys have canceled an event on me. Unbelievable. Yeah, thanks a lot.
The kids continue to play.
Oh, it's the annual veterans lunch, and the mayor's going to be at the city council.
How many people total?
Now we're thinking 30.
Well, there was a restaurant for sale in town. I met the owner the other day.
Jerome?
Yeah, Jerome, you know?
Yeah, he's the one that used to do all of our catering.
Well, maybe, I don't know, maybe he'd let you borrow it for the day.
I don't know. Even if he did, where am I supposed to find someone who can cook 30 Christmas lunches in 2 hours?
I'll do it.
Steve gives her a look.
Trust me. Everything will be fine. I got it.
Okay.
A sign, Jerome's restaurant.
Haven't fired up the ovens in a little while. She'll definitely need a little dusting.
It's no problem. We really appreciate this.
Yeah, thank you.
Megan works in the kitchen.
Oh, potatoes. Good, we can use those. Kyle, can you start chopping them?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you preheat the oven to 350?
You got it.
Thanks.
We got here as fast as we could.
Steve's parents' center.
You guys are fantastic.
Let's see. Got the cranberry sauce. I've got mushroom soup. And everything you need for green bean casserole.
Hey.
Which I could help you get started. It is kind of a tradition of mine.
Trust me, you do not want to get between her and her green bean casserole.
Got it. Wouldn't dare.
How else can we help?
The dining room needs a little sprucing up.
Sprucing I can do.
Guests sit at tables.
Thank you very much for your service, sir.
Steve shakes a man's hand. Megan sprinkles crispy fried onions on top of the green bean casserole. She opens the oven and puts the casserole inside. Sal wipes a bowl. Steve walks in.
How are we doing back here?
40 more minutes.
Okay, they're just starting to get a little restless out there.
You don't have to tell me twice.
Actually, I didn't.
I'm a born entertainer, buddy. Trust me.
You need 40 minutes? I'm gonna give you 45.
Okay, how can I help?
Can you grab that for me?
Yeah.
Snow falls outside the restaurant. Megan opens the oven and takes out the casserole.
And voila. Ready to serve.
Wow. This looks incredible.
He smiles at Megan. She smiles back.
Now, I usually reserve this for special occasions, but we have such a great crowd here tonight that
I thought... Okay, who's ready to eat?
The kitchen crew walks out with dishes. The guests dine. A woman cuts a slice of ham on her plate. Steve's mom walks up to Megan.
You're a lifesaver, sweetie. Thanks. You as well.
Steve's mom walks away with a pitcher. Megan leans against the wall to the side with her arms crossed. She watches the guests and smiles. Two women smile as they eat. It snows over the town outside.
Okay, now I really owe you.
It's fine.
Steve and Megan clean up.
It actually felt really great.
Yeah, well, you're natural.
Not entirely a natural. I did spend a couple of years in culinary school.
Oh.
I actually used to...
What?
He sits across from her.
I had this dream that I would be this big-time chef.
Well, what happened to the dream?
My dad got sick.
Oh. I'm sorry to hear that. I didn't know.
It was a long time ago. And I wouldn't give back a single second that I got to spend with him. Culinary school just didn't seem like a priority anymore.
Yeah, well, culinary school or not, I think any restaurant would be lucky to have you.
Megan smiles.
Thank you.
Steve nods.
I'm really happy at the coffee shop, you know? Lisa and I have been friends for 10 years. We've got a good system going. I meet lots of interesting people.
Well, maybe it's just me, but you look pretty at home in that kitchen. I'm sure if I talked to Jerome, he'd give you a good deal. It certainly wouldn't hurt to have a talented caterer in town again.
It's really nice of you to say. It's just a really big commitment.
Oh, believe me, I know. Mm. But if it's something you always wanted, maybe it's worth the risk.
It's just a lot to think about right now. I mean, I've already got my hands full with this whole Frank situation.
Yeah. You really care about him, huh?
He's the closest thing that I have to a father.
Her eyes tear up.
You should have seen how sad he was last night.
What are you gonna do?
I don't know. All I know is I got him into this mess, and I have to find a way to fix it.
Steve locks up the restaurant.
Pardon me, young man.
Frank, nice to see you.
You haven't happened to see my other half around, have you?
I have. Yeah, she just had to run a quick errand, I think. No. Did you eat? We have a few plates left over if you're hungry.
Frank shrugs.
Well, certainly never been one to turn down a free meal.
All right.
Frank eats. Steve brings him a glass of wine.
I'm really sorry about the other night. You know, the whole caroling thing.
That's all right. I appreciate everything you've done for us.
Right.
He looks down pensively.
You know, speaking of appreciation, I was hoping that I could find a way to repay Megan for all of her help. I guess I just thought, I don't know, maybe you could give me some advice.
Listen, there's something you ought to understand about Megan. She's a sensitive soul, got the biggest heart of any woman I've ever known. If you plan on repaying her, I suggest you make sure you're doing it for all the right reasons.
Of course.
Steve nods. Megan walks down the hallway in Harvard Manor. Claire arranges flowers in a vase.
I love lilies.
Claire looks over her shoulder.
Maybe they're not as elegant as roses, but they last. They're loyal.
Claire smiles.
Always been my favorite.
I know. Frank told me.
Frank Emery.
Claire furrows her brow.
I'm sorry, do we know each other?
No, we haven't officially met. I'm Megan.
She moves closer to Claire.
He said you always used to wear them in your hair.
Claire smiles.
It was a long time ago.
Maybe, but Frank remembered. That's why he brought you the lilies.
He said those were for Ethel.
Megan takes the photo out of her pocket and hands it to Claire. Claire looks at it.
Oh my. What in the world?
I helped Frank find you. And I think he just... he didn't know what to say when he actually did.
Well, obviously, Frank is very lucky to have someone as kind and caring as you are.
She turns away from Megan.
Sometimes it's better if things are just left in the past.
Megan stands behind her and looks at her pensively.
I know he hurt you. And I know what that's like. To love someone and have them just completely walk out of your life. But I know Frank. Maybe not when he was 18, but I know him now.
They stand face to face.
And he's a good man. I understand if you don't ever want to see him again. I do. I really needed you to know the man that he has become.
Claire nods and smiles weakly.
I'll let you get back to work.
She turns to leave.
Hold on a second, Megan.
Megan turns around.
Maybe I've been a bit unfair. I suppose the least I could do is give him a chance to say what he has to say.
Megan smiles. She walks over to Claire and gives her a hug. Back at the lodge at night, Megan walks into the room.
Hey!
There you are. Thought you'd skip town on me for a minute.
No, I just ran out to get a few things for the drive home.
So you're ready to hit the road?
You know, I was thinking it's getting a little late. Maybe we could stay another night.
You don't have to get back to work?
No, Lisa can take care of it for another day. And besides, Steve was telling me about this really great Italian restaurant on the other side of town. Thought maybe, I don't know, we could check it out before we go. What do you think?
I think you've been incredibly generous with your time. If you want to stay a little longer, I certainly owe you that.
Great.
Absolutely. I'll be back to go over the proposal on the 3rd. Sure thing. Bye.
Steve's dad comes down the stairs.
You're certainly staying busy.
Gotta pay the bills. What's up?
I think it's time for a bit of a man-to-man discussion.
Now's not really the best time, Dad.
If I waited for the best time, I'd be waiting until you retire.
Fair enough. Okay. Well, what's on your mind then?
When you asked if your mother and I could help out with the lodge, we were happy to do it. We loved this place as much as anybody else. But it wasn't exactly part of our retirement plan.
No, I know it wasn't. You know, but I do really appreciate what you guys have done.
When you first bought this place, you told me you were looking for a new kind of life. You said you wanted to settle down.
Steve nods.
I think maybe it's time you admit that that's just not what you really want.
Steve looks down.
And maybe it's time to admit it to that nice young woman you've been spending so much time with.
Yeah.
He scratches his head.
I don't know. Maybe you're right.
I hope you keep the place. This town wouldn't be the same without it. But if you do, I'm afraid you're just going to have to start taking care of things on your own.
I understand.
You'll figure it out. Just got to decide what you really care about. Nobody can do that but you.
He puts his hand on Steve's shoulder, then walks away. Steve gives a half smile. Megan and Frank walk into a restaurant. A hostess greets them.
Good evening. Frank Emery, party of two. Ah, it seems your guest has already arrived.
A guest?
The hostess smiles and gestures to Claire, who sits at a table and looks at the menu.
I don't know.
He looks back and forth at Megan and the waitress. He turns to Megan.
How did you...
Go ahead. You don't want to keep your date waiting.
Frank smiles.
Right this way, sir.
He follows the hostess. Megan stays at the entrance.
I'll take that for you.
Frank hands the hostess his coat.
Hello, Claire.
Hi, Frank.
Megan sure is full of surprises, isn't she?
She certainly is.
Frank smiles. Claire smiles back. She gestures for him to sit down. Frank sits down across from her. Megan smiles from the entrance. She walks away. It snows outside. People walk past the restaurant. An ornate chandelier hangs from the ceiling. Frank and Claire eat their meal.
I believe this belongs to you.
She hands Frank the photo.
She was so innocent. So naive.
We both were.
Claire gives him a hard look.
Of course that doesn't make...
He furrows his brow.
Yeah, look, I know it was a long time ago, but I never had the chance to apologize. I owe you that.
I looked for you, Frank.
She looks down.
For the longest time, I searched for you in crowds as if you'd suddenly reappear. I was so sure you'd come back.
Well, I felt like such a coward. I did the only thing I could think of. Went straight into the army. 4 years of service can give a person a whole new perspective on life. When I finally got out, I came back to find you.
Claire stares at him.
You did?
I did. Of course, by then it was already too late. Found out you were already married, already starting a family of your own.
Claire turns her head and shrugs.
You could have called me. Lisa would have known you were okay.
You seemed happy. I didn't want to bother that.
He looks down.
Figure the best thing to do is to just let you be.
Claire shakes her head.
I had no idea.
Well, pretty soon after that, I met Helen. We got married, had 30 wonderful years together. But when I found this photo of us, I couldn't help but wonder, what if?
Claire tilts her head and looks at him.
What if you gave me another chance?
He gazes warmly at her. Claire looks pensively at him and takes a sip of wine.
You cooked lunch for 30 people?
Yeah, the caterer canceled. What was I supposed to do? Would the whole thing fall apart?
That's what a normal person would do. Yes.
Maybe.
Megan talks to Lisa on the phone.
I really enjoyed it, though. You know, something about being in that restaurant. I mean, the smells, seeing their faces when we brought the food out.
This is the place that's for sale?
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe I'm
crazy, but it kind of sounds like the perfect
opportunity.
Opportunity for what?
For you.
You said that this place was a holiday paradise, which you love.
Not to mention that lodge guy, which clearly you have something going on with.
Okay, I am not saying that's true. Even if I was, I couldn't just abandon you.
Listen, I am your best friend, but let's be honest.
It was never your dream job to serve pastries and coffee.
Yeah, but I have no complaints. Besides, it's not like I have a pile of cash lying around to buy a restaurant.
Well, you could if I found a new partner.
Colin and I have been talking about going into business
lately, and I'm sure he'd be happy to buy your shares.
Okay, well, now it just sounds like you're trying to get rid of me.
All I'm saying is that you don't have to worry about me.
It's okay to think about yourself for a change.
Yeah, maybe.
Think about it.
Frank and Claire walk down the sidewalk.
After I came out of the service, I moved to Chicago, opened up a hardware store. Did pretty well, too, until the big chains came in.
You know, what about your family? No kids?
We tried for a while. It just wasn't meant to be. You?
Two daughters, 5 grandchildren.
Wow, that's great.
They smile.
You remember how many moonlight strolls we used to take?
That was certainly a simpler time.
Always wanted to take you to someplace fancy.
He shrugs.
Just wasn't in the cards back then.
Well, I never much cared about all that. I mean, back then, I was just happy to have you by my side.
She puts her hand on his arm. They hold hands. Cars drive past lighted shops in town.
Oh, I can't remember the last time I had so much fun just walking around down here.
I can't remember walking this much, period.
They walk into a shop.
Hold on. Wait a second.
He puts a reindeer headband on Claire.
Really? A reindeer?
I think it's a good look on you. Although, feels like it's missing a little something.
He looks around.
Wait a second.
Oh, okay.
He puts a red nose on her.
Yep. There we go. Much better.
Well, if we are going to play that game...
She puts a reindeer headband on Frank.
There. Now we're a team.
They smile.
You know what this moment calls for?
I think I do.
A selfie.
She holds up her phone.
Of course.
They stand close together. Claire takes a picture. They walk through the Christmas booths.
It's been fun, Frank.
It certainly has.
A young woman plays the violin in front of a lighted Christmas tree. A couple slow dances. Frank holds out his hand.
What do you say? One dance. For old time's sake.
Claire takes his hands. They slow dance. Claire leans against his shoulder.
There's something I have to ask.
What's that?
Why'd you leave, Frank? I thought I was going to spend the rest of my life with you.
I was young. Naive. I listened to the wrong people.
If you really loved me, it wouldn't have mattered what anyone said.
She gazes up at him.
I know that now.
After you left, my father said it was for the best. I hated him for saying that. The longer I waited, the more I knew he was right.
Look, about your father.
I'm sorry, Frank. I thought I could let it go. But with you standing there, the pain, it's like it's yesterday.
Claire.
I'm sorry, Frank. I'm not the girl in the photo anymore.
She turns and walks away.
Claire, please. I can explain.
He stares after her. He stands in the middle of the street and looks up at the sky as couples slow dance around him. Back at the lodge at night, Megan picks up her phone.
Hey, what's up?
Not too much. Just walking around, enjoying a private little concert.
What happened? Where's Claire?
No, I think it was all just a little too much for her right now.
Frank, I'm sorry. Listen, stay where you are. I'll be right there.
I'll be here.
Megan puts down her phone. Steve walks in.
Hey, there you are.
Hey,
Want to show you something?
Actually, now it's not really a good time.
It'll only take a second, I promise.
He walks to the door. Megan follows him. They walk out onto a balcony. A fire burns in a pit.
You've been so helpful. I just wanted to do something little for you.
Steve looks at Megan. Megan looks at the fire.
It's really nice. But I really have to go.
Just wait one second. Wait for it.
They look up at the sky.
There.
Shooting stars pass.
I heard there was a meteor shower tonight.
I know we're not on a rooftop, and I know this isn't Christmas Eve, but I wasn't sure if he'd still be here. So, this is the best I could do.
I really appreciate this.
They gaze at each other. Megan looks away.
I really have to go. I'm sorry.
before you go, there's something I need to say.
Megan turns to face him.
I know that you came here for Frank. And I know that you haven't had the best experience with love lately. I don't think this place will feel the same way without you here.
Megan looks down.
Look, you're a nice guy. But at some point, we have to go back to reality. Trust me. In a couple of weeks, I'm just going to be another name in your guest book.
I don't
know. I have to get back to Frank. I'm sorry.
She leaves. Steve stares. Megan sits next to Frank in front of the young violinist.
Frank, I'm sorry.
Oh, you got nothing to be sorry about. If it hadn't been for you, I never would have even tried.
If it hadn't been for me, you wouldn't be sitting here alone on a bench 2 days before Christmas.
That's all right. I got my second chance. I got to feel like I was 18 all over again. Besides, sitting out here all by myself gave me a chance to think about what really matters.
Megan looks at him.
I never had a chance to raise a child of my own. I may never speak to Claire again. That's okay. I'm already sitting next to the most incredible, kindest woman in town. I don't know if I could ask for a better Christmas present than that.
Megan looks down. Frank puts his arm around her. Megan leans on his shoulder. In the daytime, people walk out of the lodge. Frank stands in his room. He picks up an envelope that has Claire written on it. He holds the envelope and frowns. He walks into Harvard Manor.
Hey, Mr. Emery. Claire was in the rec room last time I saw.
Actually, I was wondering if you could give her this for me.
He holds up the envelope.
No problem.
Thank you.
Frank walks out. He and Megan walk into the lobby of the lodge with their bags.
You sure you don't want to say goodbye to Steve?
Yeah, I just want to get going.
Frank opens the door for her.
Thanks.
He exits after her. The dog follows them out the door. Claire walks into the lobby of Harvard Manor. The receptionist looks up.
Oh, Miss Alberts. I have something for you. Mr. Emery left this.
He hands her the envelope.
Thanks.
Claire takes it and walks away. At her house, she sits at a table and stares at the envelope. She picks it up and opens it. She takes out a note and a ring inside with a light green stone and twisted gold band. She holds up the ring. She sets it down and opens the note.
Dearest Claire, enclosed is a ring I made over 50 years ago. I had planned on proposing with it back then, but when I asked your father for his blessing, he convinced me you deserved a man who could afford a diamond ring, who could provide you with all the luxuries and privileges you deserved.
Claire tears up.
That I just wasn't good enough for you. My mistake was believing him. It was the biggest regret of my life. Love, Frank.
She closes her eyes and cries. Steve knocks on Megan and Frank's door at the lodge. He unlocks the door and walks inside. He walks down the steps into the room and looks around. He takes out his phone and taps on corporate office in his address book. He holds the phone up to his ear. Megan and Frank sit in the car.
I don't know about you, but I can't wait to sleep in my own bed. Draw a nice hot bath.
Text from Steve Swanson, quit my job in Dallas. Staying in Pinesville. I'll be here if you need me.
Everything okay?
Yeah.
The dog emerges in the back.
When I get home, I can't wait to light a nice fire, pour myself a glass of what?
The dog comes up behind her and sniffs her neck. The car skids to a halt.
You know, maybe we could just keep him.
Frank turns to her and raises an eyebrow.
I don't know.
She smiles.
Okay. Here we go again.
Snow falls at the lodge at night. Megan and Frank pull up in the car.
Okay, I'm just gonna run him in real quick.
I'll be here.
Okay.
Megan gets out of the car. Claire walks up to the lodge in a red dress. Frank sees her.
Claire?
A band plays inside. A couple dances. A Santa Claus shakes hands with a man. Steve's parents chat with guests. Megan walks in with a dog. The dog lays down on its cushion.
Good boy.
She stands up and looks around. Frank walks through the crowd, looking around. Guests smile and hold wine glasses.
I think this belongs to you.
Frank turns around. Claire stands behind him. She holds out the ring. Frank steps towards her.
All these years, I had no idea. I never wanted a diamond ring, Frank. All I ever wanted was you.
They gaze at each other. Claire holds out her hand to him. Frank stares at her. He smiles. He puts the ring on her finger. They clasp hands. Claire smiles.
I'll take that dance now. If it's not too late.
Frank smiles and leads her onto the dance floor. Megan walks to her car. She opens the door and looks inside.
Frank?
She looks inside the lodge. She smiles. Frank and Claire slow dance together. Claire puts her head on Frank's shoulder. Megan smiles as she watches. She looks up at Steve, who stands on a platform and looks back at her. They gaze at each other. Steve walks down the stairs. He walks through the crowd. Megan walks towards him from the other side of the room. They meet in the middle.
You came back. I don't want to spend another day without you.
They lean in towards each other and kiss.
Oh.
They stop and look at the dog.
Oh.
The dog watches them.
Guess I'm not the only one who's glad you're back.
Megan shakes her head.
Guess not.
They continue to kiss. Claire and Frank smile at them as they dance. Steve and Megan smile at each other. Megan takes his face in her hands.